Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
We've got Dan Hampton with us. Dan, you there?
Yes, sir. How are you feeling?
I'm telling you right now, we played a portion of your Hall of Fame acceptance speech. That gives me chills. It really is something.
You know what? All that drivel, Obradovich handed me that and said, read this, kid. I got to tell you. You know, and I think it was long ago, some of the old Hall of Famers, like Ray Nitschke, they had a great reverence for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They said, hey, you can go to all the, award banquets you want. This is the granddaddy. And I obviously respected it, and I was humbled. And I got to tell you, it was remarkable to see Steve McMichael.
Oh,
be inducted about
absolutely.
3 weeks
yeah.
ago. It was it's one of those kind of things you don't think would ever happen, but my goodness, there it is. It's right there. It happened. So it's great.
Yeah, I mean, with Steve McMichael, it was almost like, can he make it long enough to get into the Hall of Fame? And he did that and more. And I thought it was great that they sent a camera crew out there to his house and did a live shot. So many Chicagoans, so many Bear fans were rooting for him and are still rooting for him. And it's just, that was a very special moment, I have to say.
And all of that, of course, Hester and, his induction. And then you couple that with the excitement of, you can say what you want, but getting the number one overall draft pick, first time we've done it in, 70 years, and
yep.
it looks like this kid's the real deal. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. It's kind of cool to be a Bear right now. There's a lot of people that are excited about the team, and a lot of good things that have happened.
Oh, no, there's definitely a buzz in the air about the Bears, and it's a... Like you say, it's something you haven't seen in a while. And as a matter of fact, I think some things, especially the one play that we can talk about when we come back, I don't think I've ever seen a Bear quarterback pull off that scramble out of the pocket to the left, to the right and then the left, and then throwing, just with his arm. He wasn't didn't have his feet planted, and it was just like on the money. I mean, man. If that's a glimpse at what we're gonna get, that's some really high class play right there,
Well, Johnny, I will tell you this: yes, he has the knack to do some pretty amazing things and special, and it's a taste of what's to come. But hey, I'm ready for the main course.
Just me too.
Throw the ball on quick slant, get a first down, keep going, score touchdowns. If it's all the razzle dazzle is required, maybe that'll be fine. But I'm just saying, this kid, he can do the things all the really good ones do that we haven't been able to see here in Chicago in a long time, and that is very exciting.
We've got Dan Hampton with us, Hall of Famer here at 720 WGN. Appreciate you taking the time to join me tonight, Dan, really. Talking about that Bears-Bengal game, 27-3. What do you think of the new rules? the kickoff, the red zone, the white zone, whatever zone it is.
No, it's a joke. And and again, it's just like in all walks of life, you get people that think they know more than somebody else, and they think, oh, this is better. And the end game is, they want to stop the high-speed collisions, so they're going to put everybody down in a scrum area. And I think it to me, it's ridiculous. I think it'll be changed by the end of this season.
Really?
But hey, we're going to have to put up with it for a year. But uh, uh, it, it, you know, it really is it's kind of a travesty. But all that being said, there's enough other things about the league and the NFL that is kind of like a deodorant to it, and we're not going to pay much attention to it, and it is what it is. And we move on.
You know, it struck me that Devin Hester, of course, was going into the Hall of Fame, and the reason he was going in was because of his kickoff and punt returns. And if that rule had been around in Hester's day, in your day, I don't think, well, maybe he would have made it in the Hall of Fame, but it'd be an uphill battle for a returner of Hester's skill to be able to deal with these kind of rules.
No question about it. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a completely different situation, and again, that's what they're trying to achieve. They're trying like a mush rush where everybody's just in, you know, like a, you know, hand to hand combat in a 5 yard period, we drug him down at the 32. Okay, first and 10. So, you know, I don't think it's going to last, but we'll see it enough this year. I'm sure we're all going to get sick of it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. What do you think?
But I was thinking about this. Obviously, you know, Caleb Williams looked very good. But remember, just 2 years ago, he would not have been thrown to DJ Moore, or being protected by Darnell Wright, or, Rome Adunze catching that great pass. I mean, they have done an amazing job in a relatively short period of time of upgrading the level of talent on this football team. And I think we've got 8 or 9 really major upgrades along the offense and defense. And if you think about it, that's over a third of the team. So there's a lot of reasons why, we're excited about the quarterback, but if he's getting pummeled, you know, it's hard to throw the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of good things. And, you know, that's the one thing that the great Ed Obradovich and I are worried about, the offensive line.
Well, of course.
They've made some decisions.
Yeah.
And they've changed some of their faces. But unfortunately, we haven't had the consistency. We had a lot of guys get banged up in camp. They don't want to practice, or they won't practice. All that being said, I mean, the season's coming quick, and they've only got about a week and a half to kind of sort it out.
You know, speaking of upgrades, I think this new kicker is off the charts. This guy has got an unbelievable leg, and I can't help but think that somewhere along the line during this season, his talent at punting is going to make a difference between a win and a loss.
And you hope that. And you know what? It won't be every game.
Oh, no, of course not.
But in a couple of games, you know, to kick the ball out at the, the 5 yard line or the 3 yard line or whatever it may be. I mean, it's an amazing weapon if you can count on it. And you know, a lot of times, these guys and these punters, you know, they're kind of paper warriors in practice. Oh, they can do it, but in the game, they shrink it. And you're saying, what are you doing? But all that being said, Toby's going to be a guy that's going to become very, very special in a relatively short period of time, I think.
Yes, I certainly hope so. What do you think of the, you know, I've heard some other players, well, Aaron Rodgers, I think, made a comment last week or whatever that preseason football isn't real football. It's just glorified practice. Do you think that the preseason actually has any value, really?
Well, it won't be long. It'll be cut down to 2 games. You know, we're going to go to a
2-game
schedule.
Right.
I mean, it's Goodell has been pushing it. And I think the owners, you know, it's a fait accompli. So we're not going to have much more of it. I know that when I got into the league, they were talking about the 6-game preseason, and we only had to play 4.
Yeah.
Now they're at 3. Now it's going to 2. Anybody that doesn't want to prepare, then really, what are they out there for? Okay,
right.
That's how you prepare. You know, you can't. you know, when I used to go against Mark Borch and Jim Covert every day in practice.
Are you bad?
I mean, you know, that's very, you know, helpful. But until the lights come on and the whistles are blown, you don't know. And that's why you got to go out there in preseason and kind of, you know, it's like your car. You got to blow it out a little bit to get it ready for the, you know, for the drag strip. And a lot of people, you know, and obviously what you've been playing 40 years, he doesn't want to do it anymore. Well, that's his prerogative. But even in my final years, there was a certain value in the preseason. And you don't have to play 100 snaps.
Right.
And I really think we may see, Williams just maybe one more series, maybe two. I don't know. We might not see him again. But I think there was a certain value in what we got to see out of him, out of the juice that it gave not only the fans, but the rest of the football team.
Oh, you bet.
I think preseason has got some value. No question about it.
I thought they made a good coaching decision, or at least that's what I've heard, because when the game started, you know, the Bears' offense was three and out, and passing was incomplete. And I heard that they decided to let the first string out there and Williams play the entire half so that they could get, I don't know, some sort of momentum or more practice, for lack of a better term. And I think that worked really well, if that was an actual decision.
Well, I don't know if you play golf, but I go out there and I'm looking to find my rhythm. And,
yeah.
You know, I may hit it bad the first hole or two, but I'm looking for rhythm. And that's what I think they will rise to allow the offense to stay out there. And obviously they did find some rhythm
in the second
quarter. Yeah, And don't discount that having a psychological effect on the rest of the offense and the football team. Because if you would have pulled in after the three and out, everybody would have said, oh, yeah, hype.
That's right.
Ain't really that great. But now we saw. We actually saw it. And, man, that's seeing's believing.
You know it.
And I got to tell you this. You know, Buddy Ryan was the greatest. But he would tell us and would say, how much are we playing, buddy? And he'd say, don't ask me. I'll tell you when I've seen it, and you're going to play until I see it. And what he meant was, we're coming off the ball, we're low, we're ripping around, we're knocking people around. He wants to see us be, you know, violent and volatile. And when he saw it, he'd say, okay, come on. And that's what we have to see, you know, from both sides of the ball. And we last week, it was a good show, and if they don't play much more, I think we are in a lot better place than we were last year or the year prior. So
you know what? You know, we haven't even mentioned the defense, which is I don't want to overlook that. They've looked great in both of these preseason games. I think the Bears have one of their better defenses coming up this season. Do you agree or no?
Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, Montez Sweat. He has the chance to be a really special player. Dexter, the number two draft pick last year, has made some strides. But the back seven, the three linebackers and the four DBs, and especially Gordon, the nickelback, they can be as good as anybody in football. I'm just telling you. They can play. And if they stay motivated, they will be very, very good. And, you know, hey, we made a great change getting Eddie Jackson out of the picture, and now I think it is a secondary without a weakness. So it'll be, you know, both our corners are playing great, and Josh Blackwell played great the other night. Hey, we have almost an embarrassment of riches in the secondary. It's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. So the final preseason, I guess, is Thursday night against the Chiefs, and then the opener is September 8th. At Soldier Field against the Tennessee Titans, then I would assume that Hamp and OB go on that weekend. Would I be correct?
Yes, you are. But before, more bang for the buck, on Sunday, September 1st, which will be exactly a week before, we are doing a two-hour special view ahead, look ahead, kind of getting ready for the season. And we can't wait It'll be 4 to 6 o'clock.
Oh, right.
And the great Ed Obradovich is exhaustively preparing as we speak.
I know he is. And we'll all be listening. Dan, thanks so much for being with us. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you so much, Johnny.